You are a plerent for this week and this week only, because so far, no good.
Well, no, that's not true. There's been a few snags.
There has.
There's been a few snags.
And I figure you need professional help, so yeah. In more ways than one. So we've got a man that knows all about plants. He's quite the green thumb. You may know him from Gardening Australia on ABC.
Get out.
You may know him from his magnificent beard. He's Costa Georgiadis, and he's on the line now. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, team. I'm excited about this, but I bought the couch with me, and whoever needs to lay back on the couch, lay back now.
Oh, my God, Costa.
Let's work our way through this.
I want to be on your couch so bad. I'm so happy. In a non-weird way. I'm excited. I'm excited to chat to you, and I'm a bit embarrassed now.
No, there's no embarrassment. There's no embarrassment. Leave that at the door.
Okay.
Great.
And let's work through this.
Side note, before we get stuck in, can I just say thank you for your wonderful work on Get Grubby TV as well. The Dirt Girl is huge in my house. Really appreciate that.
That's awesome. That is my happy place. I mean, being a gardener gives it, that is free range. That's total off the path into the forest. Mm. And dance around, wave your hands in the air like you don't care. I love it.
Beautiful. We do too. Now, the situation here is Loggie thinks she has kids because she's got a dog, but she doesn't because, you know, she doesn't. It's just not the same thing. But we thought we'd test that by giving her a certain plant this week and trying to keep it alive. Mm. Can I give you a little bit of just an update on how the process has gone? So we named the plant. Yeah. It's a rock fig you're familiar with. Yes?
Yes.
Great. We named it Twiggy. She took Twiggy home on Monday and left him in the back seat of the car.
Accidentally, Costa.
In his seatbelt and everything.
Accidentally.
Overnight, and didn't realise until the next morning when she got in the car to go to work that she left him overnight, right? So that's not a great start, is it?
Well, you know, I mean, you don't leave the kids at the bus stop or at the supermarket. So, you know, or immediately you're exposing it to different conditions, like maximum heat and then maximum cold. So, okay, not a good start.
Okay.
Moving on.
She claims she didn't go to the pokies, but I don't know whether I believe her or not.
Yeah.
So from there, her dog, Wombi, the red heeler, do you want to explain what happened?
Well, look, Costa, it was a sibling rivalry is what I'll call it, because the rock fig, as you know, loves a bit of water, loves shade, okay? So I put him on a concrete-based sort of planter box thing. It was up about knee-high, you know, we could say, knee-thigh-high. Yeah. And Wombi the dog, you know, sought him out to try and form a relationship with Twiggy being a new sibling, and knocked him off the concrete planter and then ate him a little bit, just a little bit.
Did you actually sit with the dog and explain that, you know, mummy's having a child and we're going to have attention going elsewhere and you're part of it and don't feel like we're taking all this away from you? Did you do that? Or did this is an expression of isolation from the puppy. He's going, well, who is this? Who is this imposter taking my attention?
No, well, I didn't have a chance because Tom sprung it on me, you see, Costa. So really, it's Tom's fault is what you're saying.
Bit of Dr. Harry Georgiadis going on here as well.
I'm trying to get to the bottom of this, but I mean, the fact that you presented it at a level like that, that was like a display. That was a bain-marie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come and have a bite of this. We're putting it on a podium. Oh, what's that? Let me go up. Something new.
Yeah.
Just out of reach. I'm going to get up there. So, rookie error number two.
Yes, some soil was lost, but then soil was found and placed back in the pot. And everything's okay. Yeah. I believe everything is okay.
The only thing that worries me was I wasn't sent any images to comment on. This is purely radio. I'm trying to get a handle on your assessment of the situation, because I feel it could be a little a little doctored, let's say.
Well, Costa, put it this way. I saw the footage because there was a video as well of after the fact. And it was nothing short of savage, and we actually aren't able to release the footage. So,
come on.
That's why we haven't sent it to you also, because we don't want to hurt your eyes or your feelings.
So is this rock fig, is it terminal?
No, well, see, this is the thing. I believe it's okay. It's been through a little bit, right? But from what I've seen as well, Costa, I mean, Garning Australia, you've got tips, okay? You never leave people like us, parents, who feel that the kids aren't worth it anymore.
In the lurch, right?
So what can I do for a plant that may have some emotional issues of abandonment?
And physical, like I'm dying issues because I've come out of my pot and now I've been shoved back in.
What's the best thing to do?
Okay, you need to sing to it twice a day.
Yes.
You don't want to be shifting it around. Mm-hmm. Don't take it to another spot and think it'll be better there and then better here.
Okay.
Find its location out of the puppy zone and don't overwater. Restraint. I need you to step away from the fig, madam.
I am a helicopter parent. I have been like that, yes.
Get out of the helicopter and step away.
Okay.
Leave the fig alone. It wants to love you, but you're killing it.
Okay.
It's embarrassed. Leave the child a block away from the school, please. It'll walk in, mum.
Costa,
I don't want you.
You're Greek, I'm Macedonian. You know that sometimes loving things to death is a trait of ours. I'm listening to you. I will let the plant breathe. Okay.
No food, not too much water, no water. Just let it droop a little and then it'll say I'm thirsty, but don't drown it.
Okay. All right, I'm learning.
Any secret formulas or a bit of the old don't forget the sea salt, anything that she should be mixing in there?
No. At this early stage, it's got all that it needs. It should have all that it needs in the soil that it came in, and it just needs some chill time away.
Just leave it the F alone. Amazing.
Oh, Costa.
Oh, mate.